This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. That's right. We're all very excited about our live secret show today at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, followed by a pool party. We'll have all the details for you tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal. Yuzette's there already getting it all set up, so Hooman is sitting in the big chair this morning. Good job so far, Hooman.
So far, so good.
Yep, so far, so good.
All right.
Keeping it going.
Perfect record.
Thus far, A+.
All right. Give me a grade at the end.
Okay, we will at the end of the day. We're going to head up there right after the show today, get ourselves settled in. Tomorrow morning, we're broadcasting live from there. So this show that you're listening to right now, that'll be happening up in Sonoma. And, of course, we'd love you to come. It's that is open to the public. No age limits, nothing like that. You don't need a ticket like you do tonight.
And the setting is pristine.
It really is a beautiful resort. They've got a big tent. If they're doing it the same way as years past, there's a big tent set out front, and so it's easy to get to. The Fairmont lays out a beautiful breakfast, so come just eat the free food. If you don't like us that much, you know, yum, free food, good coffee. I'm actually looking forward to breakfast tomorrow morning. Oh, my God. Are they the ones who last year gave us, like, a Bloody Mary filled with, like, chunks of, like, lobsters and everything else.
That sounds about right, yes. The pretty big one with all the stuff in it.
It was just like chock-a-block, like a whole salad in there.
Bacon and like hot dogs. A little miniature hot dogs.
Right.
That was fun.
I hope they do that again. That'd be good. Yeah.
You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right. Don't worry, Fairmont. I'm coming. He's already there. They're already well aware that there's a problem. We got a problem, Houston. Woo. Anyway, that's happening later today and tomorrow, live broadcast. Be listening for that. This part of the show is brought to you by PG&E Summer Heat. 21 pilots. Just announced this morning, they are coming to Oracle Arena on November 11th. Tickets go on sale next Friday. Friday, July 20th, 10 a.m. at apeconcerts.com. But you can win a pair right now. We'll give them to caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 wins their way in to 21 pilots. This summer, find energy and money-saving ideas to keep your costs under control at pge.com/summertools. Here's a summer tool. All right, let's start with the celebrity trash here. I got some movie stuff here. Hooman, are you? Oh, you're not having to get
I'm
the contest.
Here, I'm
oh,
here.
That's
I'm
great.
So
you're in the big
focused.
Girl chair, so you,
it's rare, but
so you don't have to do the contest. That's fantastic. Do you think Liam Neeson is too old to be an action star?
Hell no.
How old is he? In the 60s?
And let me look that up.
All right.
He seems to be pulling it.
Yeah.
He's got...
I mean, he's definitely...
Similar to... why can't I think of his name right now? We were in one of his movies. Denzel.
Mm.
Older dude.
He's
not
66.
Super muscular or muscled out, but they've got like a little, quietly a little franchise of...
Yep.
The Equalizer 2 is coming out any minute, right?
Yeah, we're reviewing that next week, me and Rudy.
There you go.
Oh, The Equalizer is the one you're reviewing?
With Rudy next week, and then the week after that, we're bringing in somebody in to do Mission Impossible 6.
Where's Rachel?
And there's another guy who's pushing 50, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's well into his 50s.
Yeah. He's probably of the three, he's in the best shape.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Sarah's boyfriend's in that movie, too.
Oh, which one's my boyfriend now?
Henry Cavill.
Oh, I do love him. He's in which one?
Superman. He's in Mission Impossible 6.
Oh. You've already seen it?
That Hilfiger kid that's in Thor.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, right?
Yeah, she wants it. Oh, she wants a
Hiddleston.
Threesome.
Hiddleston.
Whatever.
Tom, Tom Hiddleston and Henry Cavill.
I like him.
Could you take those two?
Could I take them together?
Yeah.
Could I handle them both?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
At the same damn time?
If they were generous lovers, I mean, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you see some of the things people are doing now in porn, you're like, that's a little choky. Like, why are you doing that?
I know.
That's not very loving.
That doesn't seem like fun. Any fun for her.
Yeah, what?
Who's that fun for? I don't know.
Who agrees to that? Mm. Get your hand from her. I'd be like, what are you doing? Like,
this is not, this just took a turn. Yeah, no, as long as they're not trying to choke me out, that wouldn't that be fun? Actually,
it, huh?
Tom Hiddleston, I'm kind of over. I weirdly am, at first, I have to say, Liam Hemsworth did, that's his name, right?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, not
you
the brother.
Thor, right?
Thor, not the brother, not the ugly brother.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
good
want,
looking by most
so
people's
Thor
standards.
Thor and Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Thor and Henry Cavill.
What about
yeah.
Michael B. Jordan? Because you go kind of crazy.
Oh, I do.
Could
can I just have him all
take
by himself?
Them all.
I don't want them all. I'm not. That's more of a question for Uzi.
I know.
I'm a one-on-one person. You know, more or less.
Put them in order. 1, 2, 3.
Michael B. Jordan is top
number
of the
one.
Heap right now. I just his eyes.
His eyes. Did his you just eyes, say his eyes?
His cheekbones.
That's dumb.
His shoulders.
Really.
His jawline. Yeah, he's good. And then Chris Hemsworth, and then Henry Cavill. I don't care about him that much anymore. He hasn't been in my face for a while.
You're going to treat a man like meat, and you're going to say, his eyes. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what else he's got going on. It's not about, like, I know for dudes, it's like, they're her legs, her boobs, her butt, whatever.
Right. Well, all the stuff. I
yeah,
mean, there's not
I don't
one
really,
thing that I would, but I'm.
I swear to God, someone could have, like, kind of a crap body if they have a good face. It's. Just not, you know.
Oh, boy.
All I don't know. Right. It's, that's, I'm not really, like, sure, it's great if you've got nice ass, good shoulders, you know. I guess good man area, you know, yay.
You guess a good man
I
area?
I guess. I mean, if I'm just perving out on someone as a, you know, 50-something-year-old woman sitting here perving out on 30-year-old Michael B. Jordan, I'm sure he's like, ew, grandma. No thanks. Anywho.
Where
back to this,
we?
We were at, is Liam Neeson a viable action star?
Oh, right.
So I'm going to say that, yeah, all right, he may have a couple action movies left in him, but the dude's 66, and I don't know how much longer that can last. How about, is Harrison Ford still a viable action hero?
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't discourage him from doing more roles because he is at the point where he'll hit the wall any minute. And so, yeah. Like, I want Indiana Jones, to a new one to come out to get rid of that last one.
Well, this is what that story is about.
Oh.
Is Indiana Jones. They've just pushed it back again. Looks like it'll be out 4 days before his 79th birthday.
Almost. Do they know what the treasure 80. Is? What's the treasure?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, that's the most
I
important
don't.
Thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, when it's a cool treasure.
Let me
treasure,
see if it
like
says anything.
Something biblical. It's amazing.
They're
almost
saying,
80.
No.
Is that what you just said?
He's 75 right now, and the filming hasn't even begun. Is Harrison too old to play Indiana Jones? And is that wrong of us to say that?
Well,
I mean, look,
I'm not,
he's still the character, right?
They're going to write a script. They're going to put it in front of him, and he has to decide whether he can
maybe
do it or not.
Maybe he'll just get to sit around a lot in the mornings eating breakfast and reading the paper. And,
I don't know, but that is...
He'll have to be like, oh, do I really have to go get another... An ancient artifact. Really, more snakes?
Those movies
I
were so
snakes.
Great.
The first few were
first
there was
couple.
That
one and three, incredible. Two, dumb. Four, come on. Crystal
Skull. The Crystal Skull.
Oh my God.
I don't have a title, I'm sorry to say. So Disney announced yesterday Indiana Jones 5 is being pushed back to July 9th, 2021. Due to
well,
some
that,
script rewrites.
Oh, I was going to say, that doesn't mean they haven't shot it, but okay. So
oh, no,
they,
it's,
haven't
they haven't even
it.
Begun okay. shooting it. So that's, they say it'll open 4 days before his 79th birthday. Filming has not yet begun. He's 75 now. Also, the Jungle, they announced a few other things. Jungle Cruise, that's based on, I guess this is a good way for them to inject a little life into the Disney Jungle Cruise ride because it does take up some acreage. down there at Disneyland. And if you've ever, have you done the Jungle Cruise recently?
Absolutely. Well, no, not recently.
Well, if you've done it recently, if you've ever done it more than once, you know that the hilarious jokes that the guides tell as they take you through the jungle are just, you know, it's the same.
Oh, route. They're scripted. Sure.
It's and it's funny. The first time you go on it, you're like, oh, isn't that clever? Isn't that, oh, what a funny guy. We got a good guide on this one.
Right.
Oh, they're great. Then you go on the next one. It's a totally different guide. It's 2 years later, and you're like, oh, wow. Oh, I see.
Well.
This is what they're working off of. So this is their way of injecting a little life into the Jungle Cruise ride. I guess maybe, you know, the Rock will be swinging from trees or whatever.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the Rock swinging. That movie, Skyscraper, what it's called?
Oh, that looks good.
The ad makes my hands sweat. Oh. I don't think there's a movie there at all. You can tell because of the one action sequence is probably the whole movie.
Oh, sure, that's the whole thing.
And
he's
got to
get his wife and kid off of there. Nev Campbell's back, everybody.
The fan is spinning and he's counting. Yeah. One, two. Oh, I was like, and my hands are just sweating. I just saw the best part of that movie.
Yeah. You know, you didn't. That's the one thing I will say. Like, I don't think that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a great actor. I consistently love his movies. Like, everything I see him in. That
really?
One, yeah, the earthquake one.
Did you see
here
the new Jumanji?
Francisco.
That was
no,
really good.
I didn't see that.
It was?
Anyone who missed that really missed
he's
that.
He's great and everything. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's all about the blockbuster action movie.
Baywatch was one
of
the worst films
ever made.
I didn't
see that.
No one see Baywatch. Skyscraper, the studios finally let the critics put out their scores.
Bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Bless you.
Sorry. Thank you.
It's got 50% or 58% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's not the worst.
Yeah,
it's
not the worst. Do you hear Netflix is going to get rid of all the user reviews?
Oh, why?
Because they want people to watch shows that aren't well-reviewed, I guess.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, my kid won't watch anything on TV that doesn't have a rating of, you know, it's got to be at least 4 stars. Or he's like, I wouldn't waste my time watching this. Too many things. I'm like... No, there's plenty of things that most people don't like that I wind up loving. Mm. Like I'll watch something with 1 star if I think it'll work for me. Yeah. I
understand where he's going though. That how much free time do we have, and
right.
How are you willing to spend it?
But I'll tell him about a movie. Like I'm trying to get them to watch Pulp Fiction. Like Pulp Fiction
is an all time great.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time. I haven't seen it in years, and so they've seen the Kill Bills, and we've watched a few. And they, you know. Hateful Eight, I think Riley said he watched that and he liked that. And I said, oh, we got to watch Pulp Fiction. He looked at the friggin' reviews aren't good enough for him. I'm like, I don't care what the reviews say. That's, first of all, what idiot didn't give that 5 stars?
Yeah, that doesn't,
I know.
I'm surprised.
So
really
anyways,
surprised.
Apparently they're going to get rid of the user review section. They're phasing it out. And they're not going to have that anymore. Hmm. I don't know if that means the critic stuff will still be there.
Yeah,
but
the critic stuff will be there. I can see their strategy, like it could work, but you're just going to go to a different source to get the reviews, right?
I'm not. I don't look at reviews anyway. I look at the picture that they show, you know, to advertise the thing, and then I read the synopsis. I read like the first line of the synopsis, and if there aren't, you know.
What if the picture's great, but the synopsis isn't good?
Well, I don't read the whole thing. I don't want to know really too much
about
it.
So it's all about the picture.
It is kind of about the picture. Oh, that looks pretty good.
You hear that, Netflix?
Do you know what site he's using for his reviews? Netflix or what? Because Rotten Tomatoes and everywhere else is 4 stars or 94% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he's
doing. Fiction's an all-time
very
highly
rated.
He was like, no, I can't watch it. Not high enough. I know. I don't know what he's looking at. Mm. I'll refer him to that. Maybe he's looking at some stupid, like, dumb kids from Berkeley review website. Because, I mean, to me, I'm like, you guys...
Sometimes
that
you have
Reservoir
to.
Dogs, you gotta.
You have to, as the parent, force them, expose them
really?
To think. Yeah, I think so. Mm. I absolutely am
okay,
exposing my daughter.
I can't wait to hear how
you
expose your 18-year-old, 19-year-old daughter to things that you want.
She needs to hear certain musics. Mm. You mm-hmm. know, Demi Lovato's great. I'm not against her. She's mm-hmm. fine. But you're gonna listen to this now. Sit down. And when we get in my car, that's when I've got her trapped.
Oh, my God. Well, you have more fortitude than I, because I would just be like, I can't take the complaining anymore. What do you want to listen to? Oh, Disney? Radio Disney? You got it. Mm-mm. I would love to hear Jesse McCartney sing his little hit song again.
Well, I'll tell you how you deal with that. Turn the radio louder. I do not hear you back there. You listen to this.
Oh, man. Maybe she doesn't turn up that loud. It seems like she would.
She's a loud kid.
Yeah. Anyway, Harrison Ford is going to be 79 when Indiana Jones 5 comes out.
That's the dang story.
That's the story.
Boy.
Jungle Cruise is October 2019, and the Maleficent sequel, that's happening.
You know,
too.
I follow Disney on Instagram, and they do a good job posting things about upcoming movies, and they posted behind-the-scenes shots of Maleficent 2.
Oh, they did?
Like a month ago or 2 months ago. It's pretty neat to see.
Because they're shooting it right
now?
Yeah,
I guess they probably finished since what I saw.
May of 2020 is when it's coming out, so it's possible they're in, you know.
But yeah, it looked like, is it
Angelina
one of
Jolie?
The Fanning sisters?
Elle Fanning?
Is it Elle Fanning?
Well, she was in the first one,
then it must be.
Yeah. Angelina needs a hit.
Like, oh, Angelina's just fine. She doesn't need any, right?
Is she allowing Brad to see those kids yet or no? It's kind of mean.
She has been kind of mean.
Well,
she alleges he did bad things.
Well, what else are you gonna say?
When they broke up, man, I read an article that just said this is her. She's got a move, and this is her move.
Mm-hmm.
And as I read it, whoever wrote it,
well, they're
they
not
made
wrong,
a great argument.
Yeah, I mean,
whether or not that's all true, I don't know. But as I read it, I was like, oh, that is crushing. She just
destroys,
annihilates the person who she's against.
Yep. He's played it right. He's kept pretty damn quiet. I think it's when you start to protest. And
he's in Deadpool too. You saw that.
I hate to say it, but when you're a drunk and it sounds like he was, it's hard to defend yourself. You just you find yourself going,
oh, shit on number five.
I'm going to really have to get my act together before I can respond to any of this.
Hopefully it'll all blow over by then. Somebody get me a hotel room where I can go be alone. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a ton of great stories, including how to be a good part of the community. And if you're uglier, do you have to buy a bigger ring when you propose?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm going to guess the answer. And then we'll break out of order.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's a big day for us. We're headed up to Sonoma after the show, heading to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. If you're one of the lucky people holding a ticket for the secret show, we'll see you around 6 o'clock for the secret show, and then we'll do the pool party. Very exciting. And then tomorrow morning, we're broadcasting live from there, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's open to the public. You do not need a ticket. Just come on by, grab a little breakfast, sit down. You have some comfortable seating. And we'd love it to see you. Should be a really fun show tomorrow. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Melissa Villaseñor this Friday the 13th at the Punchline. She's one of the stars of SNL right now, and we have tickets to see her coming up at 7. Cubs-Giants game starts at 12:45 today. Opportunity to enjoy summer day baseball in the city. Tickets always available at sfgiants.com. It doesn't get more SF.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce. Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Sign up now and see for yourself at imperfectproduce.com. Enter code word Radio Alice for 50% off your first box.
They sent a box yesterday. I sliced up the bell pepper, scrambled it up with some eggs. Delicious.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Imperfect. That stuff looked great.
It looked perfect.
What are they even talking about?
It was delicious. We raided that box.
A weird, like, angle they're taking there.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, they're saying, you know, it's not like corporate produced. You're supporting local farms and farmers. And,
all right.
Yeah. It was a nice box of goodness, I'll tell you.
Well,
John was going, he goes, oh, look at these beads. I'm going to figure out a recipe for these. I'm like, oh, this is great. I should bring home a box of produce all the time.
Oh, it gives him something
to cook?
He was
like, oh, look at this. Oh, I was giving him all these ideas.
All right. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with London Breed as she's set to make history today when she takes the oath of office and becomes the first black female mayor of San Francisco. She's going to be sworn in this afternoon. I don't even actually have the time. I shouldn't have said when. Hmm. It's sometime today.
Today's the day.
Breed, 43, is a San Francisco native and has pledged to address the city's most pressing problems, including the homeless tent camps, open drug use, and unbearably high housing prices.
Okay, and good luck to you, London.
Soda in the drinking fountains. I mean, this is a tall order.
Yeah.
This is like elementary school running for office.
I'm going to clean
promise
up these
things
problems
that you cannot deliver.
Chocolate bar at breakfast every day.
I like her a lot.
Yeah,
I just don't see.
She seems pretty capable.
It seems like a huge part of the reason. Bay Area's economy is growing nearly twice as fast as the rest of the United States. I mention it because I'm driving in every morning and I see the sun rising there over the city, or as the lights are sort of coming on in the sky, and you see cranes everywhere. The building is, our economy is clearly booming.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. They say it's almost 0% unemployment in this area.
Bay Area's annual growth rate of 4.3% over the past 3 years is nearly double that of the U.S. as a whole, bringing the region's gross domestic product to $748 billion, behind only 18 countries. That's just the Bay Area.
Mm.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Isn't California as a whole something like the fifth largest world economy if you took it by itself, separated it from the rest of the United States?
I think you're right. I don't have
something
that
like
number
that,
in
right?
front of me, but yes.
I think
yes.
it's eight, number eight.
No, yeah, well, it's right up there.
But so my point being, so the money continues to pour in, and yet the city is experiencing the kind of homelessness that it's just created a poverty that you wouldn't believe.
Right. It's the haves and the have-nots in the harshest contrast.
Mm-hmm. And the answer, so there's London Breed getting money for to fix the problem, but what does she do? Just build free homes for people?
That is not a solution, really.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what.
Why? So that they can go in there and lay on the ground and abuse drugs or,
right.
you know, have their mental issues? I mean, it's horrible because it's not a sweeping sameness. Like, there's a million reasons why someone might end up on the street, and you can't, like, with one paintbrush figure out how to fix everybody's life.
Right. And, you know, it's so complex that the reality isn't that you can say, everybody over to Treasure Island.
No.
Have it.
No.
You can have it. You can live there, and we'll figure out, we'll ship food over.
Yeah, that's not, you're right, that's not the answer.
No, I know, I'm saying there
you
isn't.
You are correct.
It's so
right.
complex that I can only say good luck, London.
Good luck.
I wish you the absolute best. I hope it goes well.
You're right, it is the fifth largest economy. It just passed France.
California
as a whole.
California, yeah.
Oh, speaking of France, congratulations, France. You've made it to the finals for the World Cup.
Oh, they won their match.
They won yesterday. And today, England plays Croatia. Who do you like?
Well, I like Croatia, but I actually think that it would be, you know, just because I like the name of that country. But
you are a total Anglophile and you're not rooting for England?
Well, I didn't know they were.
Putin's not going to let Croatia win. He's really mad.
He doesn't like Croatia at all.
Oh, really?
Crimea. Because of Crimea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't want Croatia to win. So he's going to do everything he can.
You know what was neat is I was watching yesterday. I recorded it and was doing it in pieces. But there's Mick Jagger.
Oh,
in the stands.
Everybody there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, people
love it.
Love it and went to see. It's the semifinals. It's a big deal. And so today, England versus Croatia.
And then one more game and it's over.
And that's then the final. I'm bummed because I'm not going to get to see the game today.
It's funny, you know, you're pretty into this. And I always think that there is a segment of the population that does seem to care about the World Cup. This is the lowest rated one, and I think in large part because we don't have a U.S. team in it.
Right.
But this is like one of the lowest rated ones. Like nobody, like the care factor is even lower.
Yeah. Well, I like sports so much that if it's,
yeah,
if it's good competition, I'll probably get into it.
Right.
Normally, I would have turned my attention to baseball by now because, you know, baseball is a long
yes.
So
you can let the whole beginning of the season go without
most of it. Sure.
Kind of stick your head up in the middle and go, are we?
I'm with basketball through that season, mm-hmm. and then I'll jump on to baseball. But this has captured my attention.
Then football kicks in. Mm-hmm.
September. It's coming. Mm-hmm. You're right. Summer's almost over, everyone. Have fun while you can.
Oh, my God. Summer's only just begun. Stop it.
What are you talking about?
It's only
June's
just
gone.
Begun. Oh, it's
and we're
only
halfway.
Just
we're almost halfway
no,
through.
Stop it. It's the very beginning of summer.
We're at the halfway.
No.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Is.
What is the matter with you?
You guys ready?
Are you trying to ruin my day? Oh,
how does that not excite you?
I love summer. I want summer, summer.
Right,
all the
we
time.
Have the pool party. This is the kissing good summer goodbye
oh my
tonight.
God. You're
goodbye,
crazy.
Summer.
Stop it.
So, I guess there's something called leap. Or so, maybe I should go back. Is it Sadie Hawkins? What is the when women propose to men? What is that?
Ask them to the dance. That is Sadie Hawkins.
That's Sadie Hawkins.
Yes.
Okay. And is that, there's something about a leap year, I guess, where on February 29th, a woman can propose to a man.
Oh, I've heard that. Okay.
Have you heard that too?
Is there a name for that?
I don't know. I'm clearly very clumsy as I work my way through the intro to
this story. No, you're right. There's
but,
a leap year. There's something about a leap year. Proposal.
There's a tradition where on February 29th, on leap years, women are supposed to propose to men instead of the other way around.
All right.
There's a doctor in England named Adam Kay, and he's just published a book featuring some of the craziest stories he's experienced. And here's one of them. The patient or woman is called JB for the purpose of keeping her anonymity. Apparently, on leap day several years back, JB wanted to propose to her boyfriend in a unique way. So she got a ring. Now, before I go farther, when she got a ring, does that mean she's getting a ring for him if she's going to propose?
I don't know.
Or does she get a ring for herself?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works because doesn't the guy just get the wedding ring?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
So this is weird already.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a ring, hid it inside a plastic Easter egg, and then put it in her woman area.
Right. Oh. And that's why the doctor knows about this.
Her plan was to ask her boyfriend to, you know.
And then she was going to shoot it out at him.
And then he'd find the egg and she'd propose. Unfortunately, the egg got stuck sideways, and she needed to go to the hospital. And
oh, my God.
She didn't want to ruin the surprise, so she didn't tell her boyfriend until Dr. K removed the item with the forceps. Then she cracked it open and proposed right there.
With her legs in the stirrups and the doctor right there.
Yeah, yes. Let's hope so. I can only hope that that was how it
That's
went
That's quite
down.
A visual.
He said yes.
Oh.
Just so you know. If you were wondering.
What do you think the doctor's face was like during that entire...
He was like, well, another nugget for the book.
Yep.
Is that what he thought?
This is fantastic.
He must have.
Do you think he started clapping or smiled or...
He said, this visit's free.
Oh, he did?
No, I'm only kidding. House. That's, please. Hello. We're talking about modern medicine. Nothing's free.
All of that interests me simply from the standpoint of a conversation. Like, does she get him the ring for him?
Right, right.
And so she didn't get on one knee, clearly.
Yeah.
She was on her back.
Right.
Knees up.
Their butt all hanging
Relax
out.
Relax the knees.
Oh, is that one of the things they tell you?
Scooch down. Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
Yeah, what do you mean, ugh?
There's nothing I hate worse than going to the gynecologist.
Okay, but isn't there the same thing about the dentist, I feel, is that, yes, I don't like people in my mouth and on my face and with their fingers in my mouth talking to me, which is even so weird. You'd think they'd know that their fingers are in your mouth. Why are you talking to me? But anyway.
And not asking just yes or no questions.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But still,
Tell
at
me
the
how
end
your
of it all,
doing. What grade is she in again?
You got a clean bill of health. You walk out of there all fresh and
no,
exciting.
You're not happy to have the doc say that is a perfect woman area. Another great year. Keep up the good work.
Nope.
You're not?
No.
All right.
Just get out of there.
Well, they don't really have
it's just humiliating.
A comparable wiener check, but mm-hmm. I would absolutely go for it each year. Oh. No problem.
Check me out over here.
I'd even give myself a fresh haircut, if you know what I mean, and go in.
A little clip.
Showered and ready for my
close up.
Right. Where was I?
Oh. I don't know. I'm just sitting here and being horrified by gyno visits.
What? Yeah. All right. How many people do you...
Oh, go ahead.
What's the answer?
Ten.
Ten?
What's the question?
I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to leave it open to your interpretation. How many people do you trust?
Oh, that's tough.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
I have a lot of solid people that I trust in my life. I would say I trust. I would say I trust about 10 people.
10.
Like really trust, like with my life and with secrets.
How many people do you trust? It's up to your, I'm leaving it to your interpretation.
I will say that I have 10 people that I feel are so close that I could trust them with basically anything.
My friend turnover rate's awfully high, so
there are people on this show that I trust like that.
Incredible. I would have
it better
to
be me. All right.
I didn't want to single anybody. I trust all you guys. I mean, we've often made mistakes and said things that people have told us not to say.
Well, nobody's perfect.
No, but I mean, I actually trust that everybody on this show has everybody else's best interest in mind. Like, I do feel like we're a team. I think you could trust us, Hooman.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, I'd say probably five.
The average answer is only 4. Mm. So 10 is really good.
10 is amazing.
And 3, you say?
I said 5.
5?
3.
5.
Yeah, I think 5. I'd have to make a list.
I trust my immediate family implicitly. I trust my mom and dad. I mean, I just know that they'd do anything. I trust you guys. Probably your second tier down from those immediate family people.
I don't think
people.
Anybody would expect that to be different.
Right. And I have a couple very close girlfriends that I would trust with anything. How many would you say you have?
I have a lot, and including everyone here. I absolutely feel like I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of people who would have my back if I said, I need you. Now, that's something I had a weakness in my youth, being able to just
I need something.
Ask for help.
Please
or
help me.
Be able to say to someone that, you know, I need to be able to trust you with something. I need to unburden myself or whatever. Now I'm a little bit more, I'm less afraid, more willing to just go, you know what? Nobody gets through this crap alone.
Grab
my
hand.
Why would you want to?
Grab my hand. Grab my hand.
Why would you want to?
No, right. That's to me, that's one of the most important things in life is to have people that you're close with. That's the whole point. Is just the relationships that you form.
People are most likely to trust their spouse, their mother, and their father. Only 3% say they trust their boss.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy.
Oh, I totally trust him. You know what's funny, though? I also trust that he'll middle finger me if he ever has to fire me. Like, it's so easy to know him.
Right.
I know him. I know how he is. Mm-hmm. I know that if I were to take another job elsewhere,
You'd
I'd
be dead
the enemy.
To him. You're dead to me.
And, you know,
I will crush you.
Right. He'd block me. I wouldn't be able to text him anymore. No. I mean, that'd be that.
925 says, I trust no one.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that is too bad. It's a good feeling to know that you've got people out there that, you know, no matter how far you fall, that they would be there to help pull you back up.
Well, and I think maybe the reason for doing the story is if you take a second and think about it, you go, oh, I'm pretty blessed. That's mm-hmm. pretty lucky of me that I've got some people I can count on.
And I think that that's another important point. You should really assess your life and be thankful for the things that you have in it on a regular basis, because it's easy for us to fall into like complain cycles and not really look around and be grateful.
Well, the only thing that really smacks you in the face are the things that bug you.
Right.
So, you know.
All the other stuff you take it for granted. So don't. Try to take a minute, you know. Some people pray. I'm sure you Amen. Give thanks for things during your prayers, and I just try to like really be grateful for the people that and the things that I have.
According
grateful
to a new,
for you, Vinny.
I'm grateful for you as well. According to a new study, the uglier a guy is, the more he's expected to spend on an engagement ring.
Yeah, that sounds right.
If you're handsome, you can get away with a tiny diamond.
A little chip. I'm a catch. I am the diamond.
Just so you know, that's something that you should have to...
Ugly dudes start saving early.
Take into consideration.
Good, right, exactly.
That's too bad.
It's just good, solid motivation.
What?
Just to get a good job and to work 10 times harder than the good-looking dudes.
Right.
But you got to you do what you got to do.
I hate that.
Gotta have more to offer than just your face. And listen, even the good-looking guys, they're not always going to have their face to offer. You know? They got to lock somebody down early. They ugly up fast.
I don't think ugly guys or good-looking guys do ugly up as fast, though. I think
they
that,
still get old.
Right.
And then they have the plastic surgery. We've all seen Burt Reynolds. Not Kenny Loggins.
No,
who's the country
Kenny
guy?
Rogers.
What about Michael Douglas' unrecognizable. Dad?
Oh, well, Michael Douglas' dad had a stroke.
Multiple strokes.
I mean, that's not...
It's
you
not
can't
fair
really,
to bring
why
him up.
Why on the Oscars why gotta, or whatever? I was
because
like,
he's, you know, Hollywood royalty.
He is. That family
he
is
did
royalty.
Did up too long. Too long. Wheel him out, wheel him back out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
If you're smart, ladies... You just get married and don't change your name. It takes nothing away from your relationship or union.
Yeah, it does. It does. The whole point of getting married is to, you know, so that the kids have the same name and
yeah,
know,
that's if
you're all on the same insurance. And I don't know.
If my partner pulled that out, well, I've changed my mind. I'm not changing my name. I'd be like, then what are we doing? We're going to go through this whole thing so the kids have this uniform and this tradition and this thing that, and we're not going to go the whole way. Let's shine it on then. Let's just tell them we're married. They're kids. They don't know stuff.
How do they know?
All right, whatever, though. I do think it's a weird question to ask me to change my name. I'd be like, I don't think so, man.
Yeah. It's hard. We got to take a break.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty late.
You told me to go and go.
No, I told you that yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday I told you that.
Don't go and go, then.
No.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.